Today, I'm going to talk about how to communicate with your colleagues about a project. This is perhaps one of the most common activities that you might have to do if you are working in an international team. This is an exercise I do with my students, so you are getting a sneaky peek into this one. But before we go anywhere, some nice samba music, please. Welcome to Anna with Two N's English podcast, bringing you business English every Wednesday. Now, before I get started on our project progress presentation, I'd just like to give a little bit of a shout out to a fabulous review that I received on iTunes. Well, it's not iTunes, I sound very old saying that, Apple Podcasts. I remember iTunes first came out and it was amazing. But anyway, Luis Acco 33, 5 stars, the best podcast to learn about business, English and more. 10 out of 10. Well, actually, you left a really nice long comment and I'm not going to read it, but it was lovely. Thank you so much for leaving a review. I really appreciate it. I liked a bit at the end here. Anna is young. You got me there. Anna is young, but very experienced. Okay, so here I would say Anna is young, but a very experienced podcaster. Her way of speaking is so clear. Thank you. I like young. That's the best part of that sentence. If you would like to leave me a little review, a nice review on Apple Podcasts, it goes such a long way to help get the podcast out there. So if you leave me a little review, it would be my pleasure to give you a little bit of a shout out. It's a bit weird because on Apple, you can give reviews, on Spotify, you can follow. So each of the little applications has different things. But one of the ways that you can support me is leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. That would be great. Or whatever platform you have, liking, sharing. Let's help get the podcast out there and get more people learning business English. So thank you very much for that. Moving on swiftly, that's something we say a lot in English when we want to change the topic. Moving on swiftly. Projects. Everybody's a project manager, really, in their job. Somebody told me that when I was early on in my career. Everyone's a project manager. Okay, and also a lot of people ask the question, what even is a project manager? That's a rabbit hole. We're not going to get into that one. Now, actually, one person used to say to me that project management was just admin, or project managers are just people that handle a lot of admin, which is, well, kind of true, but I think it's slightly more involved than that. Anyway, let's break it down. When we're talking about a project, we're probably going to go through a few phases. Now, imagine that you've been asked, imagine your boss or somebody has said, okay, I really need you to give an update about the project to a group of people in a meeting. Okay. In English. So where do you start? Well, the key thing is you need to think about what things do I need to say? What are the key points, the key messages that I want to get across? This is not the point where you panic and you say, oh my God, I've got to prepare a 500 word essay or something like this. No. You need to think about what are the key messages. So one of the ways you could break it down, we're going to have an introduction, of course. So we want to tell people about the project and why it was important. Of course, some of these things I'm going to tell you could change depending on the project that you're doing, but this is kind of a general view. A little introduction and tell us what the project is and why it was important. Maybe imagine that we're giving this presentation maybe to the board of directors or maybe to a team that's not as familiar with the project as you are. Now, one thing to remember here, just to be, might be really obvious, but you really want to make sure that you get the names of any project or any keyword associated with the project or any acronym correct, because it could be really embarrassing for you and also for, well, yeah, for you if you say something wrong and people don't understand. This happens a lot with unusual names or sometimes acronyms that are not very well known, and you can feel really bad afterwards. I mean, it's not a big deal, but we all know that feeling when we say something wrong, right? And it's a really important word and you feel like a bit of an idiot. And it can be avoided. Sometimes these things just happen and it's not the end of the world at all. But if you can, either ask somebody if you have any doubts or double check what the name or the pronunciation of the name of something is. Trust me, if it's something you're going to be saying over and over again in your presentation, you want to know that it's correct. Also, with acronyms, it can be really confusing if you say the wrong thing, like if you say, I don't know, CDA instead of CDE, because you're getting confused with the vowel sounds. That can be really confusing. So just a heads up. Heads up is like a warning. So we've talked about the project. We've said why it's important. So you could say something like this. The primary reason why we did the project. You could also say carried out the project, llevar a cabo, undertook the project, comenzar, empezar, emprender, implemented the project. Be careful there with implement. A lot of students drop the past participle sound or the past tense. The main reason why we implemented the project was because, so the primary reason why. Another way that you could say that is the key driver behind this project was, I like that one, the key driver, imagine there's something pushing the project along. The key driver behind this project was, the main motivation for doing this project was, and then you can insert your sentence. Okay, so you could also start at the beginning. I forgot to mention, in 2019, we started the X project. That sounds kind of dodgy, but anyway, we'll go with X. In 2019, we started the X project. The primary reason why we carried out this project was because XYZ. Okay, you could also put in there something about its main objectives or its aims as well. The next part I want to talk about is describe how you got started, where and where you are now. So you could use some phrases starting with from. For example, an obvious one would be from the beginning. Because imagine you're trying to kind of tell a story about the project. You're kind of trying to paint a picture. Remember the context. These people are not necessarily as familiar with the project as you are. You know, when you're involved in a project, it feels like your whole life is consumed by it. But actually, a lot of people may not know exactly the ins and outs. The ins and outs is another way to say detail. A lot of people might not know the ins and outs of the project. So you have to kind of paint a picture for them. To paint a picture is to tell a story. So from the beginning, from the start, okay, another obvious one there. This one is nice, and I don't hear anybody saying this one. From the outset. Outset is one word together. There's no gap in the middle there. From the outset, we had a lot of complications. Imagine you're trying to paint the picture. From the outset, we had a lot of complications. Or you could say from the outset, it's been a pretty straightforward project. Straightforward means easy, simple, without obstacles. And again, I'm just giving you some vocab prompts here. You'd have to fill it in with your sentence. If you then want to come to where you are now, we could use this phrase, which again, I don't hear a lot of people using this one, and it's really nice. As it stands, so as it stands is at the moment, as it stands, we are in a position where, as it stands, we're in a position where we can say we have achieved many of the milestones that we set out to achieve. As it stands, we are at a point where we feel that we haven't quite managed to reach all of our objectives. As it stands, we are able to say that we have been able to achieve XYZ. So here what we're trying to do is make a reflection. Again, I'm making up these sentences just to try and give you some vocab inspiration. As it stands, we are in a position. As it stands, we are at a point. This is a really nice way to say at the moment. It's like an alternative to say at the moment. Everybody says at the moment, that's great, but we can change it up. We can vary it a little bit as well. Next, we want to maybe prioritize some problems and explain how they're being addressed. So here maybe I'd use something like, now the key issue is that. Now the key concern is that. Again, issue and concern are both negative, okay? So here you're talking about problems, issue, concern, problems. You could also say priority. Now the priority is that. Again, you're probably not going to say now the key priority, because a priority is kind of already key, but you might use that as well to describe it. The priority now is that we need to do X, Y, and Z. You also might want to talk, when you're explaining the project to somebody, about the successes that you've had. Okay, it's not all doom and gloom. Doom and gloom is like negative things. It's not all doom and gloom. There are some things that you need to celebrate. And that's very important when we're doing projects to motivate teams and to, you know, to celebrate successes, because otherwise everyone's like, oh my God, you know, this has been an absolute nightmare. And, you know, you make everybody feel very negative. So it's important to share the things that have also gone well. So one of the ways you could do this is using kind of a phrase that reflects so far. Okay, so here we'd use the present perfect. So far this year, so far this month. A positive outcome of the project so far has been, okay, because remember, we're going to use the present perfect there. A positive outcome of the project so far has been. One of the main successes of the project up to now has been. Up to now is another way to say so far. Our biggest achievement to date has been. Again, another way to say so far is to date. And again, these are all little phrases that we would use with the present perfect. Our biggest achievement to date has been. And again, if you want to maybe contrast the successes with maybe some more challenging areas, you could say, even though there were a lot of issues, a positive outcome of the project so far has been. Despite the complications that we experienced at the beginning, one of the main successes of the project up to now has been. So you might want to throw in a few of those contrasting phrases as well to kind of bounce negative off positive. I would always say it's better to go negative and then positive. It's like, what news do you want first, the bad news or the good news? So I think it's probably always better, I think just psychologically, if you're talking about this or giving people information, to maybe recognize the negatives and then leave it on a positive, right? I think that's pretty, pretty standard. Then we might want to reflect. We've talked about maybe some of the challenges. We talked about, you know, a main success so far. And then maybe we want to take a step back and look at the big picture. Remember, big picture is just one of these words in business English that people use a lot. Okay. And what we're talking about here is the long-term perspective. We're looking at things from above. Okay. We're not looking at the little detail. We're like, where are things going in the long term? The big picture. So you could use some phrases like this. In terms of the big picture, looking at the big picture, taking a step back and looking at the big picture. Actually, this is a really nice phrase I was talking to a student about. When you're very involved in something, just last week actually, when you're very involved in a project, okay, and you feel like you can't see clearly, like you can't see the wood for the trees. That's a very similar expression in Spanish. Sometimes you need to take a step back just to see what's going on. Take a step back figuratively. You're like, okay, I need to just take a step back, look at the big picture and see what the priorities are. Taking a step back and looking at the big picture, we need to do X. Taking a step back and looking at the big picture, we think that it's important that we do X, Y, Z. Okay, again, you obviously would need to fill that in with your ideas and your thoughts. And also at the end of any kind of presentation where you're talking about project progress, you want to have a little bit of a conclusion, okay? What's next? You don't want to just leave it there. Like, what are the next actions or what are the things that are going to happen in the future? So a couple of phrases that you could use here are going forward, we want to do X. Looking ahead, and you could even add here, for example, looking ahead to next year or looking ahead to September or looking ahead to 2025. I don't know, maybe it's a more long-term project. As we look towards the next few years, some of the important actions that need to take place. As we look towards the next few months, there are several actions that need to be completed. So in summary, what I've given you today are some little pieces of vocab that you can use when you're talking about project progress. Again, they're not the only, you can't only use them for project progress, not at all. You can use them in many other situations. But these are very useful when we are describing this type of activity. So let me just do a little bit of a recap, a little bit of a run through. An introduction explaining why something is important. Key driver, main motivation, primary reason. Check your pronunciation for names. Describe how things started from the beginning, from the outset. Where are you now? As it stands is a really good way to say at the moment. Prioritize the problems, the key issue, the key concern, the priorities. Describe a success to date, a positive outcome so far, a main success up to now, one of the biggest achievements to date. Give them the big picture perspective and then take them into the future and make them look at what the next steps are. Going forward, looking ahead as we look towards. It's been a really useful exercise for my students. So you may want to take a little note. I probably should have said that at the beginning. Take a little notepad, take a little pen and make some notes of some of the things that came up, some things that you think might be useful for you. If you love the podcast and you listen to it every week and you would love to share it with somebody, I would really appreciate it. Tell a colleague or a friend about it and let's get everybody on the Anna with Two N's bandwagon. You can find me on Instagram for even more business English content at Anna with Two N's English. And finally, thank you very much for listening and I will see you very, very soon. Bye-bye.